that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance? How could I won't dance? Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if you hold me in your arms, I won't dance. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why je ne danse pas, je ne veux pas, je ne danse pas, je ne peux pas, je ne danse pas. Merci monsieur, vous êtes gentil et je vous aime, c'est vrai. Mais je ne peux pas danser quand vous êtes si près. Which means that when I'm in your arms, I won't dance.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. Thank you all very much for increasing the level of silliness over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I appreciate it. But now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. As we begin, of course, I'm going to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Tim Chandler, the American bass guitar player best known for his work with the rock bands Daniel Amos, the Swirling Eddies, and the Choir. He just passed away at 58. It's the initial radio obituary for Tim Chandler right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Okay.
The post-initial radio obituary is for John Wicks, the British record producer and songwriter. He was best known as the lead singer and songwriter from the UK rock and power pop band The Records. Of course, they formed in the ashes of the Kersall Flyers, pub rock band favorite around here, Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming right out of the 1977 punk rock movement, whatever that is. John Wicks just passed away at 65. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Saturday night at the Palais de Dance, the old quick step doesn't have a chance. Stepping out so peculiar with the rumba and the mumba and the cha-cha-cha.
Palais,
come take the floor. Don't you tell me that your feet are sore.
Palais,
up up your seat. Dance to the Latin American beat.
Hey, arriba, arriba.
Edmundo says it's so easy to do. Quick, quick, slow, and a wiggle or two. Most effect for the least exertion. Even Sylvester got a similar version.
Palais,
come take the floor. Don't you tell me that your feet are sore.
Palais,
up, up, you see. Dance to the Latin American beat. Sitting on the shelf with a million sequins she sold on herself. You and Mary will cause a sensation. Dancing the samba in formation.
Palais,
come take the floor. Don't you tell me that your feet are sore.
Palais,
up, up you see. Dance to the Latin American beat.
Hey, hey, hey.
You are walking in.
next radio obituary is for the singer and composer, Brazilian singer and composer, Guilherme Lomnay. He debuted in 1970, but on his second album that came out in 1973, it featured the song that would become one of his greatest hits, the English translation of the title, Did I Put a Cricket on Your Head? Special thanks to director of Minutia, Bob Cohen, for catching that one. He just passed away at 67. It's the next radio obituary for Guilherme Lomnay. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Enrosca o meu pescoço, dá beijo no meu queixo e geme. O dia tá nascendo e nos chamando pra curtir com ele. Adoro seu sorriso bobo, na sua cara de assustada. Enrosca o meu pescoço e não queira mais pensar em nada. Encosta o seu ouvido em minha boca que eu te boto tonta. Desliza sua mão no meu cabelo e aperta minha nuca. Adoro seu sorriso bobo, na sua cara de assustada. Enrosca o meu pescoço e não queira mais pensar em nada. Enrosca o meu pescoço, dá beijo no meu queixo e geme. O dia tá nascendo e nos chamando pra curtir com ele. Adoro seu sorriso bobo, na sua cara de assustada. Enrosca o meu pescoço e não queira mais pensar em nada.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Bernadette Carroll. She sang the hit song Party Girl in 1964, but started her career with the Starlets. They went on to become the Angels. The Starlets did P.S. I Love You, which became a regional hit, and the Angels went on to perform My Boyfriend's Back, a national hit. She was also one of the backup singers on Lou Christie's 1966 number one single, Lightning Strikes. Bernadette Carroll just passed away at 74. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. the guy with the black guy walking down the street. My boyfriend gave him that black guy for saying bad things about me.
Hey, look at the guy with the big black guy.
He can't say I didn't warn him that he was gonna get beat up. I told him he was playing with fire.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Ed Kenny, the American singer and actor from Hawaii. He was best known for the role of Wang Ta in the original Broadway production of The Flower Drum Song. Ed Kenny just passed away at 85. He's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hawaii is now a proud state. The 50th star in the flag. Pride may never run it before a fall here because of the native sense of humor. I sometimes suspect that the more serious a subject, the more fun they'll have poking fun at themselves. It's their own little domestic system of check and balance. And here's Ed Kenny and his friend Mookie, the two senators from Hawaii.
Hey, Mookie, wake up. I string you one leg. We run for Senate, USA. Borrow ukulele, I sing, you dance. For state of Hawaii, we make big chance.
Oh, ea, ea.
Pull up the new flag.
Ea, ea.
We celebrate.
Ea, ea.
I like you, me too, Senator from the 50th state.
Hey, Mookie, Mookie, listen to me. No more time for sleep under coconut tree. Sleeping on sand be very nice, but Washington need us to give advice.
Oh, ea, ea,
we'll lay a new flag.
Ea, ea,
we celebrate.
Ea, ea,
I like you, me too, Senator from the 50th state. All our stuff in one paper bag. Two pair shoes, two shirt, two pants. Every day in Washington, sing and dance.
Oh, ea, ea.
Pull up the new flag.
Ea, ea.
We celebrate.
Ea, ea.
I like you, me too, Senator from the 50th state. When they having trouble over any place, you and me, we go see what's wrong.
We meet Mr. Boss Man face to face. We play ukulele, he sing our song.
Hey,
Mokey Mokey, lend me one dime. I called Jet Airline one time. Make reservation, Washington, D.C. 13 chicken, 8 pig, Mokey and me.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
pull up the new flag.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
we celebrate.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
I like you, me too, Senator from the 50th state. Hey, Mokey Mokey, I get a plan. You Democrat, me Republican, give plenty advice, all for free. Pretty soon everybody all agree.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
plenty aloha.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
we celebrate.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
I like you, me too, Senator from the 50th state.
The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Fred Wayne, the American actor. He had a career spanning 7 decades on Broadway, radio, TV, movies, and recorded works. He appeared on television as a guest star and portrayed Benjamin Franklin, originally in his one-man show, Benjamin Franklin Citizen, on television recordings and live appearances. Fred Wayne just passed away at 93. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bob, Benjamin Franklin wants to meet you.
It's okay. I always have time for a fan. John Adams, it's nice to be with you.
You know, he feels you're the man to help us get Thomas Jefferson to finish the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Adams. I've dealt with writers all my life. You know, send out for a whip and a month's supply of bread and water.
Ah, here's Ben's workshop now.
Yeah, you sure can't miss that sign. Benjamin Franklin. Epigrams and inventions while you wait.
Ben's a wonderful fellow, though he's forever quoting himself.
Yeah, 200 years from now, Woodward and Bernstein will do it for him.
Greetings. He that goes a-borrowing goes a-sorrowing.
No, Ben. Bob's not after your money. This is Bob Hope, and he wants to help us with Tom's problem.
Remember, time is money. Come in and stop wasting it.
Tom Jefferson is difficult to work with. He longs for his wife.
Yeah, I sympathize. All work and no sex makes men nervous wrecks.
Plow deep while sluggards sleep. Little strokes fell great oaks.
Big jokes kill the folks. But epitaphs get no laughs.
Gentlemen, Tom Jefferson is charting a nation but isn't making progress. Bob can expedite the Declaration of Independence. Tom simply can't get his mind off his wife. So let's get to the point.
I've got it. We'll send a Dear George letter. Dear King George, we've got good news and bad news. The bad news is we want to be free.
What is the other?
The good news is that you now qualify for foreign aid. I'm off.
Later that day at Thomas Jefferson's.
Is that the light of my life?
You're close, Mr. Jefferson. It's Bob Can't Wait to Collaborate Hope.
Come in. Pray place your protruding posterior upon yon padded pillow.
Oh, boy, are we in trouble. Tell me, TJ, why is it taking so long to write the Declaration?
Oh, Bob, my willowy wife wails and weeps wistfully at our wasted wedlock. I'm very lonesome.
Oh, I understand. I've seen Mrs. Jefferson. She has 2 beautiful legs.
How would you know?
I counted them. May I see what you've written, Mr. Jefferson?
Well, I just have a rough draft. Here you are.
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve... TJ, you won't hold an audience with this. We need a snapper to open and a whammer to close.
Mr. Hope, this is not a comedy routine. It's a political document.
Oh, there's nothing funnier than politicians and their slogans. Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. 54-40 or fight. Millions for defense, but not 1 cent for Lockheed.
Sir, you digress. What we need is a preamble.
Give me a for instance.
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary to...
Hold it. You'll lose them. The squares won't dig it. That'll go right over their heads.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Bob. Why don't you get Tom Paine or Sam Adams to take over for me?
But they're no good at writing special material anyway. I read in Variety they're working on a nightclub act for Mickey Rooney. He's older than he looks. Let's get back to work.
I can't. I won't. I quit.
You can't quit. I can't allow you to let me fail. I've got it, Tom. Try this for size. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of high ratings.
Say, that isn't so bad. But let's make the last phrase read life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Same thing. High ratings have always made me happy.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men...
Skip to the end, Tom.
Oh, very well. And for the support of this declaration, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
You read my mind. Right on, Tom. Right on. We did it.
Ah, but Bob, our task isn't over yet. Now we've got to get those vacillating so-and-sos to sign it.
Leave it to me. Let's go.
Where to?
Independence Hall.
Oh, I'm tired, Bob. Can't I wait until tomorrow?
No, destiny calls. Today is the day, July 4th, 1776.
An hour later at Independence Hall.
Gentlemen of this Continental Congress, your attention, please. Thomas Jefferson of the state of Virginia and Robert Hope of the state of Bedlam have an important announcement to make.
Let's break the deadlock. Put your John Hancock on our freedom policy. Let's break the headlock. Let's join in wedlock. Let's unite for democracy. The people we speak for demand. We bring forth the long promised land. You can vote thusly, unanimously, endorse that freedom policy. It's based in bedrock. Put your John Hancock on our freedom policy. You know John Adams,
also Sam Adams,
underwrite the guarantee. This policy's timeless, no doubt, and no one can cancel it out.
I say act coolly, TJ, yours truly.
We beg you, sons of liberty.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Will Vinton, the Oscar-winning filmmaker and animator who brought the California Raisins to life using the claymation process that he created along with his early partner Bob Gardner. Vinton and Gardner met in the early 70s and in 1974 created the short animated film Closed Mondays, which won the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film the following year. The pair soon parted company, and Vinton continued to produce short films using the stop-action claymation technique at his own Vinton Studios. It was in 1986 that Vinton's best-known creation debuted. He was approached by the California Raisin Advisory Board to produce a claymation ad spot featuring animated raisins performing the song I Heard It Through the Grapevine with new lyrics. commercial was a huge success and spawned 4 record albums, 2 primetime TV specials, and a Saturday morning cartoon series that used conventional cell animation but was made under Vinton's creative direction. Vinton's other credits include several short and feature films and TV series and specials. In the 1990s, he added computer animation to his output, again entering the public consciousness with animated ad spots, this time for M&M's. Will Vinton just passed away at 70. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing." Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did. With just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Now can't you just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did, with just 100 pounds of clay. People, let me tell you what he did with just 100 pounds of clay. Oh, yes, he did.
I built a dream world, darling, for two. Built it on hope and the love I thought was true. But I've seen my blue skies all turn to gray. I watch my dream world crumble like clay. We were so happy, darling, we two. But then you changed, dear. Found someone new. I saw all the joys of life fade far away. I watch my dream world crumble like clay. You promised, darling, that we'd never part. But now you've gone, dear, breaking my heart. I saw your love, dear, fade and die away. I watched my dream world crumble like clay.
kisses in the morning,
and you to me
are soft as summer rain that don't in love we share. That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way.
That's the way it's meant to be.
All around
I see the purple shades of evening,
and on the ground
shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble.
But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. And that's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. Clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble.
But love will never die,
because we'll see the mountains tumble
before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way.
That's the way it's meant to be.
That's the way.
Oh, that's the way. That's the way it's meant to be.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Don Sandberg, the American writer, actor, and producer. Worked mostly in television, most notably as the producer of the Banana Splits for Hanna-Barbera, as well as WGN-TV's Bozo Circus. But he started in television on WCPO in Cincinnati when he was 21, initially as a prop manager, but went on to become the production supervisor for The Paul Dixon Show. In Cincinnati history, that's like kind of a big thing. Don Sandberg just passed away at 87. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Chas Hodges, the English musician and singer who was the lead vocalist of the musical duo Chas and Dave, worked with many luminaries, including Joe Meek, and oh, just tons of them, tons of them. Chas Hodges just passed away at 74. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sit down, there's some tea coming round. It was a dry, oh, party. Dry party.
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Chaz Hodges and nearly wraps up tonight's program. Of course, Bubbles in the Think Tank will be back next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Follow us all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and we will see you right back here in a week. Until then, it's a lullaby for you right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.